It was another cold night for many in the Northeast, hundreds of thousands still without power, and they had to withstand the power of a nor'easter storm that brought snow to places still recovering from Sandy. New Jersey Public Radio reporter Scott Gurian is in Keensburg, New Jersey, where he spent the night at a shelter. Scott, I gather the signs of this lingering disaster are still everywhere.
Right. I spent the night sleeping on a couch in a faculty dining room at Bolger Middle School here in Keensburg. It's serving as an evacuation and relief center. There were only about half a dozen people staying here. I'm told there's a much larger crowd of evacuees about 3 miles down the road at another shelter run by the National Guard out of Holy Family Elementary School. But I did get to speak to some of the people here. I spoke a short time ago with one of the evacuees, Mary John, who was here with her two grown kids. And she shared with me her story, which, like I suspect is the case with many storm victims, consisted of just one heartbreaking incident after another. Basically, she said they moved up here from Florida specifically to avoid hurricanes. And then 4 days after they got here and moved into their new house, Sandy made landfall, flooding pretty much everything that they own. She has some money in an account at Bank of America that she's been trying to access in this time of need. But the bank is telling her that due to computer glitches caused by flooding and power outages, her account balance, along with the balances of many of its other customers, is totally screwed up. And they're making her trek over to a branch over in Brooklyn, about an hour away, to sort things out. So she actually tried going over there the other day, but stopped along the way at a Hess gas station in North Brunswick to fill up the tank on their pickup. And apparently the gas station made a mistake, gave a bunch of people diesel fuel without realizing it.
A bunch
of people's vehicles got damaged. She said their motor actually blew up. So now they don't have a house, and they don't have a vehicle either. So she's waiting outside right now with her two kids, trying to get a ride to this bank in Brooklyn to at least get access to some money to pay for things, in this situation.
And the whole motive was to get away from hurricanes.
Yeah, that's how it all started out. And things just, one thing after another. And that's the case with a lot of people I've spoken to. They just, just a string of bad luck, and it just doesn't seem to be ending.
How does the infrastructure seem to be working in terms of dealing with people, helping them? And, we've seen again and again that the government programs seem to be working. And a lot of these private sector, utility repairs, Bank of America, you just mentioned, that system seems to be pretty frayed at this point. How are people doing?
Well, I think the storm is still fresh in people's mind. People are still just kind of starting to get back on their feet. I've read that FEMA has now opened up 7 relief centers around the state of New Jersey, just starting to help people, start to file claims. So I think we'll need to kind of look more kind of long term, maybe a month or two out, to kind of see how all these systems are working. But there's still obviously a lot of power outages. I think as of this morning, we're hearing about 400,000 people still without power around New Jersey, both because of lingering effects from Sandy, as well as new power outages from this nor'easter here. So it's hard for people to kind of make progress when they're still in the dark without power or heat, especially with these cold temperatures right now.
And with snow on the ground.
Yeah, snow on the ground. Where I am here, it looks like we only got about 2 inches or so here in Keensburg. A little farther south, areas like Brick, New Jersey. I spoke to an officer in the police department a little while ago. He says they got 8 to 12 inches last night, which was totally not what anyone was expecting. So the big concern along many of these areas where they had put mandatory evacuations into effect last night was fear of more coastal flooding, because many of these beaches were already eroded so much from Sandy, and they were afraid of, because there's just now not natural barrier to provide some protection for the people living right along the water. So they were concerned about coastal flooding. Thankfully, it doesn't appear as though that's happened in many places, though we've received reports of a little bit of flooding down Long Beach Island, certainly the Barrier Islands and the Atlantic City area. So flooding doesn't seem to be a main issue at this point. It's more just the amount of snow, and especially in areas further south. And, of course, that's caused more downed tree limbs, downed power lines, and the number of power outages, I believe it's shot up by about another 100,000 overnight.
Well, it's terrifying to imagine that the plows are out and the power is out for people still in harm's way, very much in the cold. Scott Gurian, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
WNYC reporter Scott Gurian in Keensburg, New Jersey.
And- NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.